To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. Oh, we have arrived. It is Friday. Time, of course, for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. However, though, it is Friday the 13th, 2022. Got the best technology news that has been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Going to start off with news that we could have included yesterday, but it was an all Google thing, and that being that the iPod, yeah, it's dead. That's right, Apple has officially announced that it is discontinuing the iPod. And I'm sure a lot of you that listen to the show thinking, oh, wasn't it already? I mean, we haven't seen any in 3 years. Well, it's all now but official anyways. Apple went on to say it's an out-of-date accessory that has now been replaced by other devices like, of course, the iPhone and the iPad. Yes, the last time the iPod Touch actually had an update was in 2019. And even though the iPod is now officially dead, according to the Apple, the spirit of the iPod, of course, will live on in other Apple products. If you can actually believe this, it was 21 years ago it was actually introduced. October 2001, to be exact. And pretty much revolutionized, whether you like it or not, the music industry as we know it today. Now, the iPod Touch will still be available through the Apple website to purchase and even Apple retail stores. But that will only be until supplies last. And who knows, it may not last that long. Being the fact that Apple announced this, people might be feeling a little nostalgic right now. Staying with Apple news, another thing that looks to be dying, the Lightning port. Well, that's what we're hearing, at least in Apple rumor land. We're hearing that Apple's preparing to swap out that Lightning port in iPhones next year for the all-universally embraced USB-C port. This is according to our main man Ming over there in China, who a lot of the times, I have to say, is right. According to him, Apple's going to be making a whole bunch of changes in 2023, and the biggest one will be that USB-C interface. Now, rumors and speculation have been going on about this for quite some time. Not to mention a lot of customers' irritation with the Lightning port, although Apple has recently got a little bit on board with it, adding the USB-C to its most recent iPads, and of course using the USB-C compatible Thunderbolt ports on many Macs. Again, this is a long way away though, it's in 2023, and even though they say lightning never strikes twice, who knows what Apple will think of between now and then. Looks like Android TV's got a big ol' update coming, including improving the picture-in-picture viewing. The details in the Android 13 on TV update is definitely aimed for people that love multitasking on their big screen. They plan to support casting from Android to Google TV, and even have a dock mode to prevent chats from hiding content in other apps. Another thing you'll be able to do is catch up with family on a camera-equipped TV, of course, but you can do it without blocking your web browser. So if you're in that middle of that conversation that somebody can't remember what, when, and where, well, now you can Google it and still see them. Also in the new Android TV release, looks like we'll be getting different support for keyboard layouts and improved audio routing. Of course, if you're a developer, you can grab the beta 2 for it right now. If you're the average consumer, yep, we're going to have to wait a little bit longer. Finally. All right, hands up. How many times a week do you get that email that says, hey, we've changed our privacy policy? Or you visit a website, hey, we've changed our privacy policy. Hands up again. How many of you actually read it? Yeah, I'm guessing not many of us. However, though, Twitter has changed their privacy policy now, but they've made it in a fun way that we might actually want to view. Yes, view, not read. The revamped privacy policy for Twitter actually will help you understand how it handles your data now through a game. That's right, a game. Twitter has launched what it's calling Data Dash, and it's a game that will help you understand the trickier parts they're saying of their new policy in simple terms. Basically, what you'll do, you'll guide your dog data around unwanted ads, navigate through spam DMs, and avoid trolls. Then once you complete a level, you'll learn more about Twitter's approach and how you can take control of the experience. Now, if you're a hardcore gamer out there, don't be looking for mind-blowing graphics here. Nah, this is definitely 8-bit all around. However, though, the gameplay looks to be pretty easy, which is probably the idea, so you'll actually learn something instead of throwing the controller across the room and saying, screw this! Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, of course, britishtechnetwork.com. The latest Mac show has been posted over there. Of course, you can find the latest episodes, too, of The Big Show and The Photo Show as well. Also, don't forget to follow us on our social media places, Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and our community at our Slack room. That's where we would love to have you. So come on over today and join us at britishtech.com. www.slack.com. The new show. Yep, it's weekend time. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, get your funk on. It's Friday, and have a great weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.